At the conclusion of a long series of curious circumstances, which is to say, my life, I found myself driving through Houston on my way to a conference devoted to high-tech land surveying equipment. Such conferences are more exciting than they sound, but they'd almost have to be. I find them inspiring. The speakers at these events look around at our crumbling world, at the failing infrastructure and dwindling resources, and they see business opportunity. They believe that technology is equal to the challenge, that new knowledge will keep pace with the horsemen of Armageddon and even pull ahead a bit. But driving through Houston, I couldn't help but wonder if the whiz-bang technology that humans are assembling is going to be the savior of our civilization or merely its enabler, allowing us to extend our run of resource extraction another decade or two before the inevitable crash. On the one hand, it's a dumb question. History, after all, stretches back several thousand years, and here we all are, still trucking. So it doesn't seem impossible that our species might keep it all together for another millennia or two. At which point it becomes, well, not my problem. But on the other hand, Houston, and cities like it, seem inconceivable without gigantic inputs of fossil fuels and wishful thinking, and they make me quail with dread. They're the movie sets of apocalypse, and the call for action seems long overdue. And there is yet another other hand. Perhaps it is going to be, has to be, both at once for all our days. Perhaps we will always be going to hell in a handbasket without ever getting there, quite. Always in peril, but never entirely bereft. For we naked apes have been here before. As recently as the early 20th century, about 100 million of us were felled by Spanish influenza. We have fought resource wars more or less continually, over wood and water and arable land, over gold and spice and even guano. And always, when times are bleak and death is all about, our seers and mystics declare that the end of the world is at hand. Half in fear, half in glee, they tell us that an angry God will soon be upon us. Maybe it's all true, all the time. Maybe Armageddon and Utopia will ever be swirled together in one big ice cream cone. God, after all, is mysterious above all things, and one expects a complex plot and a staggering finale from an impresario like him. Or maybe it comes down to us. In all our time together on this planet, we've always managed to keep ourselves in a panic. Maybe we just like the sensation. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.